USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment assistance rose in the first week of September, a signal the labor market is losing speed as the economy continues to suffer from the effects of COVID-19. Just over 857,000 workers applied for first-time unemployment aid in the week ending September 5th, according to the Labor Department. That's up 20,000 from the week before, continuing last week's trends of rising claims. Nearly 839,000 additional Americans applied for pandemic unemployment assistance, a new federal program for self-employed workers. Jobless applications for self-employed people has risen steadily over the last month. A three-judge panel in New York is blocking President Trump from excluding undocumented immigrants from the census count for the purpose of congressional reapportionment. The federal judges ruled that excluding the immigrants would violate both the 14th Amendment, which requires the number of House seats each state is allotted to be based on counting the whole number of persons in each state, and federal law. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
JP Morgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of JP Morgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud. In recent years, retailers have competed to move their Black Friday sales and now the entire holiday shopping season earlier on the calendar. And Home Depot is looking to enhance the frenzied shopping bonanza that happens every year the day after Thanksgiving by announcing this week that holiday pricing will start in the beginning of November and run all the way through December. Rather than Black Friday deals being limited to one day of the season, holiday sale prices will be extended for the entire two-month stretch in both stores and online. On the company's mobile app, customers will also be able to see the deals next month before the lower prices are in play online. Thanks for spending your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.